Election Protection is a national group that safeguards people's rights and ability to vote. Its Wisconsin chapter is based in Milwaukee, where attorney Ann Jacobs works with Election Protection's legal team. Jacobs says her immediate concern is a PSA on advance registration produced by the Wisconsin State Elections Board. It says in order to vote in the 2006 elections, a person needs to be registered on the new Wisconsin voter registration system.
All you need is your driver's license number and date of birth. Of course, you can still register on election day with proof of residence.
Jacobs says the PSA is fine overall, but
my concern about it is that it implies that people need to have certain documents or identification to vote, and I thought clarification was really important.
Jacobs says if voters are already registered at their local poll sites and have voted there in previous elections, there's no reason to bring documentation with them on election day.
The people who need to bring something with them are only those who are either registering at the polls or are changing their address or other information or their poll sites. Those persons do need to bring proof of residence and either their driver's license number, or if they do not have a driver's license number, their state ID number or social security number.
Jacob says the producers of the PSA could only cram in so much information within 30 seconds, so she hopes getting these finer points out can help prevent people from missing out on their chance to participate in the November elections. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.